What's up, everybody? Mr. Hate Vicious here. On this topic today, I'm going to talk about, I probably have talked about this in the past, but what has been going on lately, and I know it's a lot of you white knights out there, and I know it's a lot of you feminists out there, you SJWs, you pieces of shit out there, all of you. Now, you know, fucking around with MGTOWs. You're over here trying to shame us, trying to point your fucking finger at us and say, you know what, you're not a MGTOW and this and that, you're this and that. No. Shut the fuck up. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're walking into a manosphere that you know nothing about. And so you come onto my channel and many other MGTOWs channels out there, talking down to us, making fun of us, calling us gay, trying to shame us, trying to tell us to man up. A real man takes care of a woman and his children and works long hours for the woman. A lot of them told me, you need to work hard for your queen. Fuck that shit. Why would I want to fucking break my neck for a stupid ass woman that's going to leave me anyway? Now, I don't understand what the hell your guys' goal is by shaming us and talking down to us. What is your goal here? Because if you're trying to intimidate us and trying to scare us and trying to get us to go out of our minds to just wind up committing suicide or whatever, it's not going to work. Or chase us away or scare us away, it's not going to work. You could try any tactic you want. I've even had people who saw my subscribers and went out of their goddamn way to create an account and put their name on it and pretend that they're someone that they're not or someone that I'm familiar with and go over there and say, you know, and talk a bunch of shit trying to get me to turn on my other MGTOW brothers. I've seen this tactic before. It has been used against Vox and Mr. Forma, trying to get them to clash. They're trying every fucking thing they possibly can. Is that your goal here? Because if that is, we'll find out about you and we're just going to get rid of you. We're not going anywhere. And if that's your goal, is just to mess with MGTOWs, a philosophy which is so beautiful. MGTOW is so beautiful, it saved a bunch of men from doing something stupid, hurting themselves, or whatever. What is your goddamn goal by shaming us? And I had a lot of married men and women come onto my channel and try to shame me. What is your fucking goal? Are you trying to convince me to go back into the plantation? Shame me? What, just because you think you had it going on? Because a lot of people who were shaming me that were married, mostly men, they come back to me and find me on my Facebook to contact me and apologize to me. They said, well, I've been going on 6 years with my wife, and I thought I had it going on, and then, you know, just 6 months ago, you know, I caught my wife cheating, and this and that, now I'm in court, and now I'm losing everything, man. I'm sorry, man, for talking all this crap about you, but whatever you were saying on your video, I see it now, man. I understand now why you're talking the way you are, man. Hell, man, I was never a victim of being divorced or anything like that, okay? Or having a family or getting ripped off in court. I haven't suffered from that because I knew better not to do that, not to get into that field. I knew better not to do it. And after my last girlfriend, I knew, and I looked around at my other friends' relationships. I see them get screwed over. I mean, they just broke up with one girl, and now they have another girlfriend, and then now 6 months later, boom, gone again. I'm just looking around, and I was just like, God, this is bullshit, dude. You know, why the fuck do I even bother? Man, these women are just going from one place to another. We call it monkey branching now. It's like they monkey branch from one place to another. It's like, what the fuck? It's like they don't know what the hell they want. Before I found out, you know, the things that my ex-girlfriend used to do, I guess she was monkey branching and I was just her turn. The relationship only lasted about 6 months. And hell, this girl was about maybe like 4 years older than I was. She's still hot today. What? I'm glad I made the decision to just be alone. Because after my girlfriend, my last girlfriend, man, I've been through so much shit. You know, as you guys all know, I used to go on dating sites, like these swinger sites and stuff. And I used to meet girls. They say on their profile that they're single, but really they're not. So, and they want me to meet them up at a Pussycat Video or, you know, any type of adult bookstore. Okay? I was like, why do you want to meet up there? They're like, I'll tell you when we get there. And so I meet up with them and meet them up in the arcade, and that's where we would do our thing. And I said, well, so why do you come here and meet your encounters? Oh, because my husband would never think I would come in here. This is the last place we would look. I started looking around, you know, on these other websites, and you know, it's same old shit, you know. I got invited to 2 gangbangs, you know what I mean? I had to be the first one on the bitch. I just pushed everyone out of the way. I had to be the first. But I'm looking at this shit. And then I got invited to a couple of orgies. And I'm just looking around and I'm seeing married women, you know what I mean? In couples, you know, just switch, swapping, you know what I mean? It's just... That's when I gave up. I was just like, you know what? I could probably turn this into money. So, you know, y'all, you guys know, you know, I went into the adult industry and, you know, I haven't been doing it for a while, for about a year and a half now. You know, but I went to a couple of parties in the convention. But I'm going to get back with it again. But I still don't understand these white knights, you know. It's like, what are you trying to accomplish here? Oh, that's right. You guys are trying to drag us down to your level because you're so miserable, right?
Yeah, that's what you are. You're miserable, right? Those are your goals, right? You, gonna join these rallies with the feminists and, you know, hopefully that you'll make a sign and rally along with them. You don't even know what the hell you're protesting about? Hmm? You don't, huh? Hmm? You're just there to really just hopefully get laid, right? Because you haven't been laid in years. Hmm? Is that about right? Hmm? I bet you it is. I bet you that's what's about right here, huh? Hmm? You're so sad and miserable. You're jealous of us and our freedom, and we have, you know, deep pockets now because we don't have to deal with a bitch. Hmm? Hmm? Is that what you're mad about? Hmm? Are you mad at Mr. Hank Vicious because he's in the adult industry that you can get practically any type of girl he wants? Hmm? Even the fat ones? Hmm? Even the really young ones? Hmm? Hmm?
Yeah, those are your intentions. And yes, guys, I act weird like this all the time because a lot of people just crack the fuck up. They do. When I was in the strip club this one time, there's this girl, like, and they all of them have the same story. All these exotic dancers, they have the same story. They ask me what I do for a living, I tell them. And they're just like, oh, no way. So you can, they're like, oh, no way. You can definitely fix my glass on my car if someone breaks it? I'm just like, yeah, that's what I do. For now. And then I asked them, what's going to happen when you get too old doing this? What are your plans?
Oh, you know, I'm going to school.
They always say that. And then 5 years later, you still see them there.
I'm going to school to be a dental assistant and this and that. And hopefully I'll become a dentist and then have my own business, you know. You know, being a dentist, and I have my own dental assistants and everything. I was like, yeah, I'm almost done with school.
And I would say shit like this. I'll be like,
good for you.
a lot of people who are listening, they would laugh their asses off just for me saying that. And then she gets mad, and then she hit, you know, she gives me one of those love taps. That's how you know when a girl likes you, when they hit you, like on your arm or whatever, you know, barely hits you. That's when you know a girl likes you. And then, even she laughed a little bit. She's all, the way you said that, it was kind of funny. I would say that every single time when they're saying that they're going to accomplish something or whatever, they're just like, I would always reply like, good for you. She's like, oh, I got $100 tip. I'll be like, good for you. Shit, man, I'm not even a white knight or a fucking incel, man. I used to pick up these exotic dancers all the time, and I did nothing. I did nothing but act silly. Then we get off stage. Did you make any good tips today? She's like, hell yeah, I just made $50. They're like, I just made $50. I'm like, good for you. Especially when I drink, I get a little, you know, I start to turn into a clown. They used to call me a goof back in the day. Because I was always doing some silly shit, you know. You white knights out there, man, you just need to lighten up, man. If you have a family right now, which I know you don't have anything going on in your life. So butt the fuck out of fucking MGTOW. Go over there and find your family, because I know you don't have a family right now. You don't. And just show us, and do a video and show us how great being a married man is. Or you fucking women out there, just show us how great it is being married and having a man. Because that's not a good deal. We see through that shit. Because she can monkey branch anytime and she'll take all of your shit. That's not a good deal. If that's your message to get us fucked over, that is not a good message. And that's not a message I want to hear. And this is why more and more men are going to MGTOW. That's just the bottom line. Why don't you go on the internet and explain to yourself and explain to the world why to be blue-pilled? Why to open the door for a woman and this and that? Why you need to be simping? Why being with a woman and taking care of a family is a way a man is? And that's a real man. Just explain to us why being a real man is taking care of a wife and kid. Explain to us why we should be doing that. I bet you won't do it. You're just going to come on here, talk some more trash about me and some other MGTOWs out there. Whatever. You got no life. You got nothing going on, buddy. You're just jealous of our freedom. Or maybe you are married and you just can't get out. And you're miserable like Al Bundy or something. I bet you that's how it is. You're just jealous of our fucking freedom. Can't tell you how many men came on my channel and started bashing on me, because I have more freedom than they do, and I got options. That's just the bottom line. You guys have nothing to prove here. You guys got nothing on the table. You guys got nothing. You guys got no philosophy. You got nothing. All you got is trash talk, and it means nothing. And if you are married, you wouldn't be here. If you are happily married and everything, you would not be here. You would be spending time with your family, taking to the movies, the amusement park, going camping, and having a good time, and taking pictures, putting them in a photo album. That's what you would be doing. Having fun and watching your kids grow up and watching them be a man. That's what you'd be doing. You wouldn't waste your time here. Please. I'm Mr. Ambitious, signing off. Yeah, like a lot of you guys are married. Yeah, right.